How can you tell if a product contains toxic PFAS? It's not so easy. Among other things, exposure to the human-made chemicals has been linked to kidney cancer, problems with the immune system, and developmental issues in children. Indiana Public Broadcasting's Rebecca Thiel reports, lack of oversight from the federal government has made labeling PFAS confusing.
PFAS have been found in all kinds of nonstick, waterproof, and stain-resistant products. Gretchen Salter is a strategic advisor with Safer States. She says the federal government doesn't require products that contain PFAS to be labeled and doesn't check companies' claims that products are PFAS-free. But some states make manufacturers disclose PFAS, and Salter says state laws like this can impact the market as a whole. Companies generally don't want to make two of the same thing.
When California and New York passed legislation requiring the removal of PFAS from textiles, particularly outdoor wear, REI, Dick's Sporting Goods, Patagonia, The North Face, all agreed to remove PFAS from their products nationally.
Salter says just because a product says it doesn't contain one kind of PFAS, like PFOA, doesn't mean it's free from all toxic PFAS. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Rebecca Thiel.